factors: taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Today, unfortunately, could be the hottest day of the week temperature-wise. We'll certainly be near the danger range on the heat index, with the high temperature today up to about 97 and the heat index near 105, if not higher. Any pop-up storms today will be few and far between, very widely scattered, isolated in nature. Tonight's low 75. Now, tomorrow and Saturday, the rain chances are a little bit better. Still, not every town will get wet, but there'll be better coverage on the showers and storms on the radar. High temperatures Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be around 95. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. They say it ain't bragging if it's true. Well, it's true that Kubota's under 100 horsepower tractor lineup is rated number one for reliability. One more reason that together we do more. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
I'm Jerome Jones. Here are your news headlines. A grand jury has indicted the man accused in a deadly 4th of July parade shooting in Illinois. On Wednesday, the grand jury returned 117 counts against Robert Cremo III, including 21 counts of first-degree murder, 48 counts of attempted murder, and 48 counts of aggravated battery with a firearm. Seven people were killed in the shooting. And with less than 2 weeks to the start of the school year, more than 320,000 public school job openings are available across the state. 298 of those job openings are here in Montgomery, adding to what's now being called a teacher shortage crisis. MPS Superintendent Dr. Melvin Brown says the school system wants to partner with local universities to help fill the vacancies. Police are investigating bomb threats at local colleges. Auburn University and Trenum State Community College had bomb threats called into campus on Wednesday. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Primal Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Shop the summer sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet and save big with red-hot deals on carpet, vinyl plank, hardwood floors, ceramic tile, and more. Plus, for a limited time, receive 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 or online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Primal Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, so what are we doing with your hair today?
I need a trim, a new dishwasher, and a much-needed vacation. Do you see any grays?
Sounds like you need a personal loan. My friend just got a loan from Guardian Credit Union, and he used it to upgrade his kitchen appliances.
That's what I need to do.
Guardian has great rates and a friendly team that makes payments affordable.
Perfect. I guess stylists really can fix everything.
Connect with Guardian for all your lending needs.
Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Well, the president's about to speak on the recession, or that he's probably going to deny exists. But here's some of the numbers here. Let's go to Rick Santelli. Remember this guy? Some credited him with starting the Tea Party. I guess he was part of it, that epic rant he gave all those years ago. But here's Rick Santelli of CNBC. Let's have him break this down.
Yeah, we got 20 seconds. You want to make a guess at what we're going to see?
Well, I think it'll be up around 6/10, and I think the inventory numbers really saved the day yesterday. And I know that we, you know, often talk about what the real definition of recession. Obviously, it isn't back-to-back negative GDP quarters. Oh, that's only in the eyes of the investors that are trading markets. That's all that counts, in my opinion. But here we go. I see jobless claims at 256,000. That's up 5,000 from, oh my gosh. Boy, not only was I wrong, down 0.9% on first look at second quarter GDP, down 0.9%. Okay, I know there's an organization that decides whether we're in a recession or not, but investors, they're not going to wait. Two back-to-back negative quarters, it's not good. Call it whatever you want. Consumption up 1%, that's a bit light. Sequentially, that follows 1.8. If you look at the price index, also, not very good news. 8.7% on the price index. That will still comp back to 1981, because in 1981, our comp goes all the way up to 11%. If we look at personal consumption expenditure quarter over quarter, exactly as expected, up 4.4%. The high watermark there was 6.1. That was all the way back in June of 2021. Of course, that was the second quarter, and that was the highest since 83. And if we consider all these numbers in totality, we definitely want to pay attention to what's going on in interest rates, because they are dropping very quickly. Initial claims, as I said before I saw it, down 0.9%, 256,000. The revision has come in. The revision moves up 10 grand from 251 to 261,000 last week, which makes this a lower number by 5,000 to 256,000. On continuing claims, 1,359,000. The best level, of course, was back in May, and that was 1,306,000. So this number was better than expected, but it is not new, new post-COVID lows. Matter of fact, we're way past post-COVID. That 1,306,000 that we had a couple months ago is lowest since 1969. We continue to see the deterioration in stocks, and I know there's going to be a huge debate.
Yeah, and there's going to be a huge debate. It looks like the Dow is holding, like, just in the positive above, like, about a half percentage point up, 180 points. Mm-hmm. It's a mixed bag in this sense. There are some numbers for the Biden administration to hang their hat on. That's exactly what they'll do.
Sure.
But the general trend is not looking good.
Do you feel richer or poorer, Joey?
No, lately I've been feeling poorer.
How long has that been?
I mean, I'm doing all right. I can't imagine people with big families, kids to feed and
expensive.
Whatnot.
Oh, yeah. It's your everyday expenses. Fuel, food, energy.
Yeah. Everything in general is more expensive, and that does make you feel slightly poor. But, you know, I'm living it up.
Yeah.
Why not?
You still doing food delivery?
I need to stop.
Ah. budget is a good reason to stop.
No, I'm actually, I need to get on a new regime, go on a cut. New regiment.
Yeah, me too, as you see me whipping down these shortbreads that my friend brought.
No, I'm going to make like 3, 4, 5 different meals, come up with that. And or even if it's not prep, like, oh, I know how to make this very quickly. Mm-hmm. I already have like 2 or 3 of those in my back pocket.
Okay.
So I'll just add to it.
Are those frozen dinners you know how to add?
No.
Okay.
A steak, chicken, fish. Those three revolve them.
Ah, fish.
Fish, yeah. You can still eat pretty good.
Yeah.
And healthy. Then that's not you.
I'm a garbage dump, man. I eat anything that comes my way, whether it's fresh and healthy or old and probably should be thrown away.
Well, we're kind of in a holding pattern here, but I wanted to play some of Biden live. I know how many of you love that. But I wanted to get the live take on this recession thing. But guess what? The president was supposed to speak at 11, and he's late. This is how it usually is, right?
Problem at that southern border again?
Yeah. Here, real quick, this part of the program, in fact, this entire hour, brought to you by Cole Plumbing. And they're at Cole Plumbing. They can help you whether you have an emergency need, like a burst pipe inside or outside your home, or maybe you're just looking to upgrade. If you are looking to upgrade, they can do things like a tankless water heater system. They could also maybe run a new water line if you're renovating your home.
That's a good idea.
If you are maybe getting up there in age and you're tired of it actually being a little trepidatious when you're sitting down on the toilet.
Falling down on the toilet.
You can get a taller toilet installed. It really is a great, great thing. Or maybe, you know, the water line to your refrigerator isn't working.
Or leaking.
Right. So you don't have any ice or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Cole Plumbing can help you with all that. And again, if you have an emergency, like a burst pipe, they understand time is of the essence. That's with those problems. And they have this great proprietary pipelining technology. It's actually like a liquid base. It like solidifies once they find the problem with your pipes.
Right.
Really, really cool stuff. And they can fix it. It's just that easy. So, folks, they're number one and the number two business there at Cole Plumbing. All those technologies they have are actually second, though, to the people. Great plumbers ready to help you. So remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
That's right, Eddie. That's right. Just in a holding pattern here, looking for Joe Biden to show up. So we'll move on while we're waiting for the president.
Did you see this story drop about Trump will lose his RNC funding for legal bills if he announces a 2024 candidacy?
Say that again.
Trump will lose RNC funding for his legal bills if he announces a run for 2024.
Oh, crap. So if he announces that he's running...
The Republican National Convention would stop paying for former President Donald Trump's legal expenses if he announces that he is running for president in 2024.
I wonder why. I guess it must be some legal reason.
RNC doesn't want him to run.
Or that.
He's not a... Remember, he's not a friend to politicians.
Yeah, and right now DeSantis really does look strong, but, you know, maybe DeSantis will be more powerful than, like, remember past front runners like Scott Walker? Yeah. Mitch Daniels? All these old
Who's that girl?
Folks? Yeah.
I would love, I think everybody's dream is, not everyone, but most people's dream is Trump run 4, DeSantis picks up after him, runs her 8, but, I'm like one of them guys. I didn't think Trump could lose. I was still shocked by that.
Well, I thought he could lose with the pandemic. I thought it was a jump ball.
I guess I thought that a little bit, but I knew the administration coming in would just fumble every bit of this. So I thought enough people knew that Joe Biden don't have enough sense to tie his own shoes, much less run a country.
But there's some climate activists saying they have a plot to shut down the congressional baseball game.
Darn.
You don't want to look at this ad real quick?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I haven't seen this yet. Let's watch together. Now, it's got that ominous music, yep. And it's showing lawmakers and committee hearings, and it has text here. It says, for decades, politicians in Washington have promised bold climate action. For decades, they have failed us. Now our entire generation hangs in the balance. This summer, Congress has one last shot to pass historic climate legislation. It's time to leave everything on the field. Now they're zooming in. On July 28th, we will converge on the congressional baseball game. And if our politicians have failed to deliver, we will shut it down. We will not stand by watching them play baseball while the world burns. Everything we love is at stake. Our safety, our future, our one and only home. We're ready to fight like hell to save them. If you feel angry, if you feel scared, hope, even in the darkness, join us. July 8th, Nats Stadium, 6:30 p.m. Now or never.
Well, it's kind of epic, actually.
Really, you can shut down a baseball game?
Oh, no.
Right. All right, first off, I look forward to seeing the morons that come out to do this. But secondly, really, I mean, that's how you're bringing attention to your cause? Morons.
Yeah, not, I think, the smartest move in the world. Here, let's hit a break. 272-9228 if you want to join us and talk about the nation's shrinkage problem. We'll be right back.
News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for the Depot Furniture Gallery. There's no doubt about it. They have the absolute best selection of rustic furniture anywhere in the River Region. I stopped by and I checked it out myself. You're going to love the rustic style of furniture, especially the ones with the sliding barn doors. Hey, if you're looking for the rustic look in entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, coffee and end tables, you're going to find it at the Depot. The Depot also has a wide variety of rustic decorative accent items. Oh, and check out those metal wall signs like the ones that say Lake House, Farmhouse, Beach House, plus Roll Tide and War Eagle too. Listen, if you're looking for rustic furniture, then it's the Depot Furniture Gallery. They're inside Prattville Pickers, 616 Highway 82. Visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
It's time to play Expert or Imposter. I'm your host, Will Fix. Here are today's contestants, Jared with Tire City.
Hello.
Cletus with Flats R Us.
Hey, y'all.
And Joe Bob with Ain't Nothing But a Thing Auto.
Howdy.
Your first question. If a vehicle is running rough, does it need a tune-up? Jared.
Not necessarily. It could be something as simple as a $3 fuse or a $5 vacuum line.
Correct. If a vehicle is shaking, does it need an alignment? Jared.
No. An alignment will never fix your vibration.
Correct again, Jared. Next question. If the brakes are squeaking, does it need brake pads? Joe Bob.
You might got a mouse in your engine.
Cletus.
Can I ask Jared?
Jared.
Not all the time. We need to check your vehicle out before you make any assumptions.
And our expert or imposter champion for the 756th day in a row is Jared with Tire City. Ask Jared for expert advice about the maintenance of your vehicle, Tire City, and automotive service. For the location nearest you, visit TireCityAL.com.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-473-0982 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-473-0982. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-473-0982 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-473-0982.
What's Working with Cam Marston is the business talk show focusing on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. Listen Saturdays at noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. We're awaiting Joe Biden, the president, speaking on, well, our shrinkage problem as a national economy. In the meantime, we mentioned earlier, Eddie, right, how's the Ukrainian war with Russia going?
Well, last time I checked, it was this morning, both sides were winning.
Ah, and both sides were losing.
Right.
Depending on what source you look at.
Yeah, I will say Zelensky's wife said that...
Did you see those... What did she say?
Well, she just said basically that, as you can imagine, Ukrainians have been stressed out for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, thanks for the catching.
No, but obvious. Did you see the weird, like, Vanity Fair photo shoots in the midst of rubble with her? What the heck is that? Like, I don't need glamour shots in a war zone.
Especially if you're a Ukrainian. How would you take that, Joey?
Yeah, I mean, I guess... I don't know who that's convincing other than a few wine ants.
It's like, stupid. It's stupid. It shows that you've got, for one, you're not in the same realm, or you're not in the same universe as supposedly the people you're leading. And I know she's the first lady and all, but still, you have some empathy.
Well, there's a new piece out today by Victor Davis Hanson. Now, he is a war historian.
Mm-hmm.
And his books, if you haven't read some of his books on war... from World War II all the way back to the Peloponnesian War, Victor Davis Hanson's a great read. I enjoy his books very much. And he writes today that 5 months after Russia invaded Ukraine, the war is now reduced to one of attrition. The current dirty, grinding slog is fought mostly with artillery and rockets. Everything from Ukraine's shopping centers to apartment buildings and the civilians in them are Russian targets. Most outsiders have already forgotten the heroic Ukrainian winter repulse of the botched Russian shock and awe effort to sweep into Kyiv, decapitate the government, and declare the eastern half of the country a Russian protectorate within mere days. Months later now, the long war devolves further into a contest of mass and weight. Tons of explosives blowing up pathways for mass troops grabbing a few more charred miles of ruined landscape. Vladimir Putin bets he can throw in more men and more shells in Ukraine, and its Western suppliers can match. He is quite willing to quote-unquote win by laying waste to eastern Ukraine, even if it means losing 3 Russian soldiers for every Ukrainian. When war becomes such gridlock carnage, each side looks to new game-changing diplomacy, strategies, allies, or weapons to break the deadlock. For Putin, such escalation means more flesh, steel, and explosives. His country is 28 times bigger than Ukraine and over 3 times more populous, with an economy 15 times larger. As for Putin's financial reserves, the Western oil boycott means increasingly little to him when 40% of the planet's population in India and China are eager to secure near limitless Russian energy. Another 750 million people in Europe once talked tough, but as a second winter nears, their gas and oil imports from Russia will further wither. Then their Churchillian rhetoric may chill. So the Ukrainian war increasingly will depend on endless U.S. aid and escalation. To stop the Russian steamroller, Ukraine demands sophisticated American missiles to sink Russia's Black Sea fleet. Kyiv requests shipments of U.S. fighter jets to knock down Putin's missiles and planes. It asks for more rockets and artillery to ensure tit-for-tat retaliation for every incoming Russian shell and bomb. Kyiv negotiates for more Western intelligence to take out more Russian generals and more lift capacity to stage airborne raids into Mother Russia itself. We in the West abhor Putin's war as senseless carnage, the last mad act of a vainglorious and delusional dictator. Yet, Putin trusts that future Russian generations will come to appreciate his grinding effort as the brutal restoration of the work of Vladimir the Great. When the wreckage is forgotten, Putin is convinced he will be viewed as the world's most successful irredentist, one who had already battered Georgia, Chechnya, Crimea, Ossetia, and eastern Ukraine back into the reborn Russian Empire. If Putin can smash Ukraine into submission, the former jewel of the Russian imperial crown,
then he thinks he can eventually swallow all the remaining former Soviet republics that are far less formidable than Ukraine. The United States is nearing a gut check decision. There are plenty of dangerous firsts in radically upping our role with Ukraine. No one quite knows the post-Cold War rules of engagement when one nuclear power openly fights the surrogate of another. In the old days of the Soviet Union and a backward Maoist China, conventional American triangulation ensured that neither nuclear power grew closer to each other than to us. After Ukraine, both nuclear powers are de facto allies, ganging up on a common American enemy. As global inflation spikes, recession looms, well, it's here, and oil prices soar, some of our sworn and de facto allies, including India and Turkey, prefer Russian oil to Western sermons. That sounds a lot like what we were talking about in the first hour, yeah. The heroic Ukrainian resistance may have bought European NATO states and the United States closer. But, oddly, Ukraine's supporters seem to have soured the rest of the world on Western economic boycotts and sanctions, and the torpid leadership of Joe Biden and his European counterparts. In the West, there are dissident rumblings of a possible plebiscite to adjudicate the Russian-speaking Ukrainian borderlands, with possible guarantees of an Austria-like non-NATO neutrality for Ukraine. But such compromise talk earns charges of appeasement from Western zealots. Apparently, American moralists intend to fight for the principle of the sanctity of national borders to the last Ukrainian. Vastly upping aid to Ukraine has become the cause of the West. But few have fully explained the ensuing cost and dangers of escalation to the American people. The United States appears to be heading into a stagflationary recession, following the loss of deterrence from the Afghanistan catastrophe, with restive renegades like Iran and North Korea joining the Beijing-Moscow nuclear axis. For now, no one knows whether greater American escalation would tip the balance for an allied democratic victory and a repeat of our savior role in the two world wars, or will the proxy war suck the United States into a Vietnam, Iraq, or Afghanistan-like quagmire? Worse, will our intervention trump even the brinksmanship of the Cuban Missile Crisis with a nuclear standoff nightmarishly unpredictable? Thus writes Victor Davis Hanson this week. Like I keep saying, folks, we're in a tough spot. We do have to pay attention, even here in Alabama, to the rest of the world and what's happening. Awaiting the President of the United States, he's going to speak on these latest GDP numbers, two consecutive quarters of contraction. We have a shrinkage problem. It bears repeating. We have a shrinkage problem. So we'll see how we get out of this. But right now, well, with the current leadership, especially in the White House, things don't look too positive. But we'll make it through. 272-9228. Now, speaking of a shrinkage problem, you gotten your testosterone checked lately, Eddie?
No, I'm waiting for you to go down there and we'll have a tee off.
I'll compare my tee to yours if you like.
Okay.
And folks, in particular men, if you're out there and you noticed, I'm just always tired. Always just sluggish. Like, I get up, I drink a lot of caffeine. I even work out, but I'm losing muscle mass and getting fatter around the middle. The problem could be something underlying, like low testosterone. Well, they're at Montgomery Men's Health. They can help you figure out the problem. For only $99 in about an hour, you can know your testosterone numbers, also your PSA numbers, which is a great marker for prostate health if you're of that age where you need to worry about it. So after that, if the problem is low T, they have plenty of treatments there at Montgomery Men's Health that can truly change your life. Low T treatments. You won't be the first, you won't be the last man that they treat successfully. Most men after low T treatment experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
That's right, brother. Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns. You may even notice an increased libido. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Not a thing wrong with that.
So call Montgomery Men's Health today at 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or just go to montgomerymenshealth.com and be sure to tell them that Joey from News and Views sent you. 62% feel gender activists have gone too far?
Like, yeah. I think that's a little underreported there.
Let's go to East of the Rockies. Hey, East.
Yeah, I guess I'm part of that 62%. Hey, look, is it true that the president's going to speak today? I mean, is that...
On Fox News, it showed President Biden's remarks after U.S. enters recession. At first, it said 12 noon Eastern.
Right.
And now it says the same graphic, but they've changed it from 12 noon Eastern to soon.
Coming soon.
Coming soon, yeah.
Soon.
Yeah.
Now, and I don't often play his speeches, but I thought I wanted to see the spin from the old man himself today. But I've got only 30 minutes left to show here.
He's gonna make it, Joey.
I know. Hey, look, I once again, I have just got to tell you, thank you for bringing on Judge Knapp. I so enjoy his visits. And the young lady that you had on earlier today, I'm newly acquainted with her. What was her name?
Amy Beth Shaver.
Yeah. Well, you got me again, man. There's another one that I'll enjoy hearing from. So that's very good. Plus, you've got Eddie, so what could go wrong?
There you go. Well, with Eddie, a lot. But, no, I'm planning on bringing on more local, state, and national folks. I would love to, Napolitano talks to a lot of people, and I'd love to bring on some of those folks to this show to give us perspective on war or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very good quality radio. Hey, you guys have a great afternoon, and maybe the president will show up.
We'll see.
Thank you, East.
See you, later. Bud.
Let's go to George. Hey, George.
Hey, guys. My brother-in-law was in the military intelligence, and he told me that they're printing up about 6,000 index cards, and they're laminating them. You know, they laminate them so they won't, get wet in the rain. And they're saying this is the Americans on our tanks and missiles and all the stuff, that if you're reading this, it's because now this tank is yours. The Taliban loved it.
Mm.
I mean, come on, you know?
Yeah.
If you got half of what they say we've spent over there, 10%. Show me 10% that actually really either got over there or is a tank, or money that went for this, or money that went for the, gasoline or whatever. But otherwise, I just kind of joined with them. The Taliban have been really nice to us, and we were really generous with them. I'm willing to do that for the Russians, because they're going to get it anyway, right?
They're going to get it in the end.
Well, and it looks like the Iran nuclear deal is going to work out, thank God.
Why don't we nuke their nuking facility?
That's Israel's job.
I mean, I've been saying that for years. We only sent them, I think 20, 30 pallets of cash because we owed it to them. Oh, we're ethical, right? We owed them. That's what Clinton said, I believe. We sent that cash, those pallets full of big old 747, because we owed it to them. And at this point, maybe we owe the Russians all the military and the money that they're going to get anyway. Hmm. And we'll say it's okay. We kind of planned it that way. It'll get us on the good side of the Russians.
What a
I'm
mess.
Sick of it. And I usually don't get ugly or sarcastic, but,
It's a mess right now. I think we'll make it through, but these adults in the room really are incompetent. It's just miserable to watch this day by day. I don't know about that. But
I don't know either. I got a couple of solar panels on our garage, and, I'm going down. I think maybe I can get off the grid. Dig a well and put in solar panels on my garage. It gets a whole lot of sun, and then... just tell the IRS or the Russians or the Afghanis to come get me.
There you go.
I'm ready to defect. Where should I defect, to Iran or Russia? Or China? No.
It depends on what type of weather do you like.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like that sand, and I don't know about what's going on. Russia's got some mountains. It'd be nice, a little chalet up there and, work a little and start another family. Let's go, Russia. Let's go.
Goodness gracious.
It's just so insane. I don't want to laugh about it, but it's comical.
Yep.
Yeah, it's comical and it's sad at the same time.
And dangerous as hell. But anyway, if any of the Russian soldiers are listening right now, you're more than welcome for the tanks. They're yours, the keys in the cars, and enjoy.
Appreciate the call, George.
See you, George.
Now, and on the issue of the war, just so we're, not completely accused of being... you know, anti-American. Mm-hmm. Isn't that always the problem?
What do you mean?
That you're a traitor? If you don't support the George W. Bush war on terror, you love the terrorists.
Yeah, if you go against the mainstream, yeah.
Yeah. No, you're just always a traitor to the latest cause.
Well, you remember when it's, if you don't do this, the terrorists win.
Right, exactly. And it's like, all right. No, there were successes. Taking out ISIS, taking out Al-Qaeda was done, but I don't think those massive wars were necessarily required for that.
Right.
But here, I want to share a tweet from Usual. The Libertarian Party's under new management. Lately, they've upped their game.
Oh, yeah?
They just put out this statement today. Signs of a recession from the corporate media. And they have a few quotes and lines you should see. Signs of a recession from the corporate media. Quote, high inflation actually isn't a bad thing. The Putin price hike put us here. Corporate greed caused this. Prices on certain types of fuel have dropped for two consecutive minutes. This recession identifies as prosperity. I like the new management running the Libertarian Party. So we'll see where all this goes. But I'm a little bit taken aback because I'm waiting on the president to speak. But when you start to see everything closing it at once, now reports coming in about Biden speaking with President Xi about Taiwan. Maybe that's why he's running late.
But that was 4 hours ago. Maybe he had to catch a nap.
Yeah, maybe. Or they just got to get the spin exactly right.
They try, but they don't get it exactly right. Usually their story's got more holes in it than a screen, man.
Let's hit a break. I thought I saw the president peek out from his...
Oops, I crapped my pants.
Yeah, no, that wasn't the president. More news and views. Wait, that was Pat Boone with Relief Factor. Sorry, Pat. Didn't mean to identify you as Joe Biden. One moment, folks. We'll be right back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. In my 40-plus years in the real estate business, I noticed that home buyers have five obstacles to buying a home in this market. First is the financing approval, being able to navigate all the paperwork and cost of buying in this market. Number two is being able to close on time and being able to move when you want to. Number three is inspections or repair cycle, unexpected repair items and how to get them fixed. Number four is appraisals and will the house appraise for the amount that you're paying. Number five is unexpected closing costs that were not disclosed. The solution is working with a realtor that's been thoroughly trained and knowledgeable and has the experience of decades of first-hand solutions to closing problems, contract negotiation, and repair issues with the home, and has the attention to detail to get the right home for the right price with the best financing. For the right answers, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or Bo Goodson Direct 221-2883. The Goodson Group.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Today, unfortunately, could be the hottest day of the week temperature-wise. We'll certainly be near the danger range on the heat index, with the high temperature today up to about 97 and the heat index near 105, if not higher. Any pop-up storms today will be few and far between, very widely scattered, isolated in nature. Tonight's low 75. Now, tomorrow and Saturday, the rain chances are a little bit better. Still, not every town will get wet, but there'll be better coverage on the showers and storms on the radar. High temperatures Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be around 95. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations. Since we began in 1906, at CB&S Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. And there at Physical Prattville, they can help you get your walking ability back, get your balance back. Maybe you just had an injury, like you tripped, fell, hurt your knee, your ankle, your hip in some way. Or it could be you just had a mild stroke. Or it could be you tripped, you didn't really hurt anything, but it kind of traumatized you. That can happen to folks.
It really does.
That you just aren't as sure-footed as you need to be. And actually, that can lead, that lack of confidence in walking and getting around can lead to more problems and more slips, trips, and falls. Or it could be more of a chronic problem, say an inner ear problem, vertigo is miserable, or a vision problem that is getting worse over time. This can all cause imbalances and walking trouble. So that's why if you're experiencing this, you or a loved one who might not want to admit they're going through these problems, but you can tell. Just call Physical Therapy and Balance Center at Prattville there at 595-9990 and get the process rolling by asking about a free balance test. It's a quick, easy test that gets you a baseline score out of 18 points. So maybe you start with 6 out of 18. And they start to pinpoint, okay, here's what's causing that 6 out of 18 number. And after a few weeks of therapy, they'll retest you. See if you've gone maybe to 8 out of 18 or 10 out of 18. It's a great system to make sure everybody's held accountable. And Dawn Sexton and her team are great people, great expertise. But they're also down to earth. They're going to push you in the right way. Well, like somebody that knows and loves you. They're going to look out for you. So check out Physical Therapy and Balance Center at Prattville today. 595-9990. 595-9990. Ask about that free balance test. And be sure to tell them that Joey from News and Views sent you. 272-9228. What do you think of this latest Andrew Yang? Now, I don't trust that fella.
I don't. I watched another podcast, I think, over the weekend with him on it.
Something about him, I don't trust him.
It's just there's some creepy crawlies in there somewhere.
Yeah, well, and it was really that mayor's race. He was so weak in how he was running for New York City mayor. I just don't trust him on the national stage.
He seems, I hate saying it, but he seems a little bit slimy, but there's just something about him. Something there, Joey, that makes me have instant caution.
Now, let's just go around the horn here with stories that are big right now as we await the president. Of course, Biden put out a statement, a written statement, that talks about, well, these are historical global challenges. We're bound to go through this. They're blaming it on the Fed raising interest rates. Of course, we can't talk about having the interest rates really low for so long, but it's a whole thing.
Why can't we talk about that?
No, but we're going to get forward with this. You know, I have hope, but I love how hope is used to just, like, keep me in power.
Right.
We still have plans. We'll see them through. But did you know that the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, are still funding China military labs? Sure.
That doesn't surprise me in the least bit.
You ever been to Wuhan?
I have not. I've got some friends who have gone to China.
Yeah.
And it wasn't recently. Most of them probably 10, 15 years ago when Hyundai first came to town.
One of the funniest things one of the guys told me is he had two people. He had one guy that kind of walked him around, made sure he didn't do nothing stupid. He had another guy that just, his whole job was to secure food. To secure food was his job. Wow. Now, he was out, and they were building a paint plant out in the bush area. But that guy's job was to secure food.
That was it.
That was it. Yeah. Hmm. Now, now China, since it has come a long way, but he was quick to tell me, once you get out, you know, away from the city, you're back in third world. Yeah.
Now, but it is true. This is a story from the National Pulse. I believe they're Canadian. Anthony Fauci's National Institutes of Health Agency has sent hundreds of thousands of dollars to China-based laboratories with deep ties to the Communist Party's regime's military, including facilities that have worked with the Wuhan Institute of Virology on bat coronavirus research. Oh, happy
day. Dude, that's a communist country. Anything you do with them, anything in the world you do with them is going to the military.
Of course.
Everything is tied to the military.
Well, let's just go a little bit to the north of China, though. Kim Jong-un, fat little racket man. Kim Jong-un warns U.S. and South Korea his nuclear war deterrent is ready.
Send him a cheeseburger already. Come on.
Now, that is one of the most tragic things in the world, to see what has happened to Korea, especially North Korea.
North Korea especially, they're fighting, they still haven't called it COVID, but they're fighting COVID. They're getting a lot of massive death.
Well, and also that system is so bad, folks. Say Kim Jong-un fell out of bed, bumped his head, and he realized, I want to be friends with everybody. I'll get rid of my nukes. The way that system is set up is everybody's held hostage, including him.
Yeah, total collapse.
Well, and he'd probably end up dead.
Oh, there's not a doubt. Not a doubt.
You saw how Gaddafi's
that's
in.
What I, that's all I can think about. But the people of that country are so fooled by that, Joey. I mean, it's...
Well, some are fooled. Some realize there's not much I can do about it.
But what about if we were so... The because... if the Americans were so careful or cared about liberty and things like that, why didn't we liberate North Korea a long, 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 long time ago?
Well, it's mistakes made 80 years ago. The war, have you seen the actual movement of the front there in the Korean War? Yeah, it was nuts. Looked like they're going to completely win.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they expected, and President Xi of China was just hailing this, the decision by the Chinese to get involved in that war. So, yeah, it's just that armistice, we're dealing with the consequence of it today, especially the people of North Korea. It's hell on earth, folks.
Yeah.
It really is. And to see now fat little rocket man or Kim Jong-un now threatening the world again with his nuclear saber.
Okay, what happened?
Not happy.
What happened if he were to fall and hit his head right now from a bullet that fell out of the sky?
Well, the old idea used to be, well, we'll just turn North Korea into like China. You know, we can have prosperity and all this stuff. Well, we've seen how that worked out with China.
Not too good.
No, and South Korea, too. What, they had the miserably corrupt dictator for years before they ever got their house in order.
Still have some
and
of that.
And they still, I'm sure, have corruption, sure. But it used to be really bad there, too, even though they're a so-called ally.
Who are we to cast stones? Do we not have corruption?
Oh, of course. Look at the people running the country now. Look at
the people running the state.
Well, for instance, Joe Biden apparently met with at least 14 of Hunter Biden's business associates while he was vice president. Not a joke. It's a fact, Jack.
That's right.
Not a joke.
Has he talked about that?
No, of course. He talked to Hunter's lawyers, but he did nothing wrong. He's the smartest man I know. Goodness gracious.
Married his brother's sister, daughter. No, married his brother's bride.
Yeah, President Biden met with at least 14 of Hunter Biden's business associates while he was vice president in the Obama White House, casting further doubt on the president's repeated claims he had no knowledge of his son's foreign business dealings. I have never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings, Biden said in 2019. But the president met with at least 14 of Hunter's business associates from the United States, Mexico, Ukraine, China, and Kazakhstan. I hear it's lovely there this time of year.
I have not heard that. But this is the same president who swore up and down that we weren't going to have a recession. Right. Same president
that and said that inflation COVID was transitory.
Right, COVID, we're not going to let COVID have any effect on us anymore. Every decision this moron has made his whole life has been wrong. They couldn't have picked a better patsy than him.
Now let's look at another story. 60% of abortion clinics in states with heartbeat bills, or even more restrictive, like here in Alabama, 60% of abortion clinics in states with heartbeat bills have shut down post Roe reversal. And you remember the guy after all that was going on with Dobbs v. Jackson, the reversal of Roe v. Wade? The guy wanted to kill Justice Kavanaugh?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't just Kavanaugh.
Oh, you had a list?
Uh-huh.
Shocker.
He wanted to kill three Supreme Court justices. Three.
You know, they still, even though it's illegal to do what he does, has done, you don't hear many lawmakers talk about protecting it.
I'm not going to say his name, but the man was 26 years old. He allegedly traveled to Kavanaugh's suburban Maryland home last month with a pistol, ammunition, a knife, and burglary gear. What's that?
Crowbar.
Ah. With the intent to kill the justice over concerns about Second Amendment issues in Roe v. Wade. But the FBI said this 26-year-old guy, this fella, had looked up terms such as most effective place to stab someone. Is that in your Google history?
No, sir.
You sure?
Positive.
No, you're under oath.
I know.
Quietest semi-auto rifle. He also searched that. This guy searched for most effective place to stab someone and quietest semi-auto rifle. Wow. He pled not guilty last month. Other search terms from his phone taken by investigators when he was arrested include searches such as assassin skills, how to be stealthy. He should have searched that one first.
If you're searching for how to be stealthy, you just need to stop what you're doing. You need to stop.
About as stealthy as Chris Farley in Beverly
right.
Hills Ninja.
That's all I can think of.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
and how do you get caught? We've got all these people investigating and looking out for our Supreme Court justices. So how did he get caught? One of them, the FBI or somebody catch him trying to plan it?
According to the FBI warrant, there are messages that he was sending out. I think they got wind of it because of all these messages he was sending.
I thought they got wind of it because
he was sending it over Discord. He said to another user that I'm going to stop Roe v. Wade from being overturned and that would remove some people from the Supreme Court. The user talking to the assassin, would-be assassin, allegedly told this assassin that his plan won't work. Two dead judges ain't going to do nothing. You would die before you killed them all. According to the FBI warrant, this would-be assassin responded, yeah, but I could get at least one, which would change the votes for decades to come, and I am shooting for three. Wow.
But now that he's gotten caught, what kind of big
I guess it's a good thing that most would-be assassins are morons.
They're morons.
What an absolute mess we're in. 272-9228. Before we hit our last break here, this part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. And at Heirloom Jewelers, Troop Booth can help you whether you're looking to buy or sell fine antique and estate jewelry items. They've been serving the Montgomery and surrounding areas for over 40 years. I think it's also 45 years. They started in 1977 there at Heirloom Jewelers. Troop Booth grew up in the family business, also went on to be trained at the Gemological Institute of America. So it's because of Troop Booth's expertise and experience, he has the best prices in town, whether for items you want to buy or items you want to sell. He'll give you great offers on those items you want to sell. So say you want to sell a Troop Booth. Just call them at 260-0066 and make
an appointment.
Yeah.
Very important, I think, to set the appointment.
260-0066 to make that appointment. Or you can make an appointment online at heirloomjewelers.com.
That's handy.
A little drop-down menu. Pick out the date on the calendar and time. Then you just show up on that appointed day and time with your jewelry items. Troop will look over what you bring in, give you an offer. And if you agree to the value of that offer then and there,
you get paid right then and there, Joey.
You do get paid right then and there. It's just that easy. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Perfect.
He's bought stuff for, what, $50?
All the way up to
six figures?
Six figures, buddy.
Yeah. Folks, if you got jewelry laying around that you never even think of hardly, go sell to Troop Booth. And if you're looking to buy from Troop, just be sure, whether you buy in person or online, to use the promo code Joey.
Joey.
J-O-E-Y, and you'll get 10% off your purchase there at Heirloom Jewelers. It's just that easy. So check them out today. Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers, long time and great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going,
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Let's just cut through the chase. Hey there, folks, this is Dr. Sam for my friends at Independent Glass on Bell Street. I recently wanted to upgrade my shower doors. I knew Independent Glass could do a beautiful job, like telling Jeff and Alice just what I needed. And boy, did it turn out beautiful. Real tempered glass, not plastic. Gorgeous bronze trim around the entire enclosure, and at a very reasonable price. And Independent Glass installed everything. My advice, stay away from the big box shower store enclosures and call Independent Glass today.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com. And try Nervive Pain-Relieving Cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
News and Views from 9 till noon. Yeah, now he's gonna speak at noon Central, not noon Eastern. Damn it, Mr. President. I was going to carry your speech to the people.
You should know better than to trust anything out of this White House.
There he is now.
He's still wearing a mask, and he's the only one there.
Oh, my goodness, this fool. Well, now we really don't have enough time to play this crap.
He's still squinting. How far away is he looking, Joey?
I don't even know. I don't know what Squints is up to. Well, let's see what he's saying. They're still behind on YouTube, and I don't think April Marie wants to play this crap.
I don't blame her.
Oh, you can start to hear it warming up there. We're already seeing it live on Fox, but here he is on YouTube, folks.
He seems angry.
We'll get a minute of Biden. Mr. President? Good afternoon, Mr. President.
Yesterday, I spoke with both Senator Schumer and Manchin and offered my support for a historic agreement to fight inflation and lower costs for American families. It's called the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. Some of you will see a lot of similarities between the beginning of the Build Back Better initiative. It's not all of it, but...
That's enough. Good God.
Thank you, Joe.
Oh, we're just going to rehash what we were going to do anyway and call it the Inflationary Reduction Act, even though it was the same crap we were doing last year.
Yep.
Happy Thursday. See y'all tomorrow. We'll try to figure out how to deal with our shrinkage problem and the country's on Friday.